after some of the most incredible stops that we've seen in these playoffs. Back in that first period, and then just here in the second. There isn't a lot of room, but DeHaan finds a hole, and Carolina's got life.
The Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
Up in the morning, and I come to work, and my job is to try to tell you what's going on in the world, give you some ways to think about it, maybe shoot my mouth off, say a few funny things. Stan Bowman gets up in the morning, and he's got to make a hockey crazed city happy by putting a winner on the ice. I'm going to go ahead, Stan Bowman, and say your job's harder than mine.
Oh, thanks, Steve. You might be right on that, but I enjoyed my job.
You could have fought me on it. Hey, this Calvin DeHaan thing, I'm very pleased with this, and I like the Ali Mata move as well. We got some defensemen now. Not that we didn't before, but an area that a lot of people said needed some work. It's starting to look like one of the better groups in the league.
Yeah, I'm really happy with how our defense is shaping up. You're right. That was an area of concern for us last year. We obviously gave up too many goals, and we had a hard time keeping the puck out of our net. So that's not all on the defenseman. It's sometimes a team-wide problem, but we thought we would be better if we could get some experience on the defensive side, and we got two big additions. Obviously, yesterday was the most recent one with Calvin DeHaan, and he's a fantastic player, great kid as well. I think when you get to know him, everywhere he's been one of the leaders on the team. So, but first and foremost, he's a really understated player. I think people don't appreciate how good he is because he does it very simply. Mm-hmm. Not a flashy player. He's very steady. He's what we need, and it was something that we were lacking last season.
So, you know, the penalty kill is a big deal. Can he play the penalty kill?
He does, and so does Ali Mata. So I think that was obviously a big problem spot for us. We were last in the league in that metric, and that's something that we have to be much better at. And part of that is tactical, and also part of it is personnel. So we've made some improvements there on the defensive side. We're still looking for some forwards that can help us as well that have experience in penalty killing, and you know, we're going to keep searching for that over the next couple weeks here.
Stan Marcarmo, good morning. A lot of Blackhawks fans are speculating that perhaps you have too many defensemen now and maybe a trade could be made. Are there any untouchables there? You got Keith and Seabrook and Murphy and Gustafson and now Mata and DeHaan.
Well, that's the great thing about the media and fans, because they find something to be concerned about it, no matter what you do.
We don't have enough
defensemen. We got defensemen. Now we have too many.
You're not doing enough. You're doing too much.
Now you're doing too much, right. So I think we're in a good spot. I think I'd rather have too many defensemen than not enough. So I'm not concerned about having too many. I think that's probably the one area where you can be exposed the most is if you're short on experienced defensemen. So I like the position we're in right now.
The rest of the league seems to think you were the thief in the night, that, you know, the old adage, you got to give something to get something, that you got a pretty good deal here. Any thoughts on that?
Well, I leave that for other people to determine. I mean, you have to pay a price. We gave up a good young defenseman in Forsling, and, you know, although Anton Forsberg was in the minors last year, he did have a very good year in Oxford. He was one of the top goalies in the American League. So, obviously, we got the more experienced player, and we think someone who's going to play a big role on our team. And not that he's a forgotten player, but the forward we got, Alexei Sarala from Carolina. Ironically, we drafted his younger brother on Saturday in Carolina, so we have two Sarala brothers in the organization. But Alexei had a very good year last year in the American League. 30 goals he scored in, I think, 57 games for Charlotte, and they went on to win the championship in the American League. So he was a big part of that team. I think he's ready for NHL action. You know, he hasn't really gotten the opportunity yet, but so we're still optimistic that he's got the ability to make our team. And you know, time will tell when he gets to training camp, but don't forget about him, because he's got the ability to put the puck in the net.
Stan, some are saying that Calvin DeHaan is somewhat like Nicklas Hjalmarsson, at least as far as being a steady defenseman. Is that a fair comparison?
Yeah, I think that's a good style comparison. I mean, they're different players, obviously, but if you were trying to say who does he remind you of or what characteristics does he bring to the table, Calvin's a very reliable player, and like I said earlier, he's not a flashy player, so he's not going to be scoring a lot of highlight-type goals. But he does everything that you want a guy to do. Some of the stuff that's gets overlooked, the importance, but the coaches certainly appreciate it, and your team appreciates he's a competitive kid. He does the little details in the defensive zone to break up plays, get the puck moving to the forwards. So that's an area we have to be better at, and that's a strength of his over the last few seasons.
Shipper Joe Romano, question for Stan.
Stan, DeHaan was drafted fairly highly in 2009. How long do you keep rookie scouting reports? Is that something that you ever lean back on and look back and say, oh, yeah, this is a player that we had pretty high on our board heading into a draft?
Well, you do. The one thing we look at probably more than anything is just what do we remember about the kid himself? What was he like? What's his character? What does he bring to the table as a person? And he was a great interview. I mean, we remember back and we keep notes on those kind of things. He was the kind of kid when you speak to him, you think like, wow, I'd like to have him on my team. Just the way he comes to the rink and. He's been a very popular player everywhere he's been in New York and Carolina. So that stuck out in your mind. You know, the player changes and evolves and progresses as a player, but they are who they are as people, and he's a fantastic guy. So I think once you get the chance to meet him, you'll see what I mean.
Stan, did you catch your first-round draft pick? He was on WGN twice yesterday. He was at Wrigley Field. It was a very busy day.
Well, I thought his favorite appearance was on the Steve Cochran show yesterday morning. I thought that was big.
There's no doubt. What did you like most about the pick?
Well, I love Kirby. I mean, everything about it, the way he plays and his talent level is very high. Like, he's got the ability to make those exciting wow-type plays. He's got great hands, playmaker. He's a big kid. He can skate and shoot, so he can do all the things you'd want, but he's got some intensity and pushback as well. That's what impressed me the most, was the way that he raised his game around the playoff time last season. It was in March, and his team was playing a really tough opponent, and they were targeting Kirby because he was their best player, and he actually raised his game to the next level, and they almost beat the team to move on, even though they were a little bit overmatched. So that kind of stuff it makes you see that he could be a guy that can face the challenges of a playoff run. We're going to be patient with him, and we're not going to put any big expectations on him for this season, but he is going to come to training camp. We'll see how he looks there. But I know a couple of years from now, he's going to be a big part of this team with his all-around skill set.
And I have a sense you're not done.
No, we're not done. Our job is to keep making phone calls and talking to agents and teams about potential trades. It's still sort of early in the process. We haven't even gotten to the end of June yet, but we made a couple important additions. I think looking back at these two defensemen, they're going to really give us a jump start. Now, we're still looking for some players up front that can help us in the penalty kill area. That was, like I said, something we have to improve, but we scored a lot of goals last year, and we have all those guys coming back. So I don't think that's a big area of concern. I think our offensive output's good. We just got to focus on some of the details and the other side of the puck.
And speaking of agents, you got to look at that list of agents. You got to call at some point and go, oh, this guy again. So hopefully he's repping a good one.
It's funny you say that, because there's certain guys that are a pleasure to deal with, and there's other guys that are a challenge, but we got to deal with everybody. So you're sure. Right. When you look down that list and you see who a player's with, sometimes you kind of roll your eyes and you both say, oh boy, I got to deal with this guy today.
Last question. Everybody worries about goalie. You can't win a cup without a great goalie. We've got a great goalie, but he's had health challenges. Is Colin Delia going to get a solid shot to be number two in camp? You're bringing a bunch of guys in. What's the word?
Well, we have Colin, and we have this Kevin Lankinen, who was also in Rockford last year. He had a great end of his season. He actually went over in the World Championship Tournament for Finland, and he was the winning goalie. They won the whole tournament. So between Delia and Lankinen, we have two really good young and up-and-coming goalies. You know, whether we're going to bring an experienced guy in, I'm not sure. We'll probably have some discussions over the next little bit, but if that doesn't work out, I think these two guys are, you know, we've got two guys that are trying to get themselves in the NHL, so they're going to push hard. So, yeah, I think we'll be okay.
Quickie, Carm? Just real fast, Dan, if you had to bet the Stan Bowman wallet right now on more likely the next edition being via trade or via free agency, what would you say?
Well, see, he knows. See, that's a question that he knows the answer
I
to.
Asked it. I figured he would know the answer.
He knows the answer, so he can't really give up the answer because it shows his hand.
But nothing's for sure. Things can change.
No, nothing's for sure. I have had a lot more discussions with the trade. And now the free agent discussion just opened a day ago. So we've talked to some agents on some players. But you don't. Sometimes they tell you that it's looking good in Chicago, and then, you know, that was just a smokescreen. So, I don't know. I think it could go either way on that one.
And the NHL, come on. Let's get some more room in that salary cap. Come on. it's nice to have you on, Stan, as always. I appreciate it. I know you got a lot of work to do today, so we look forward to the next time you call with good news.
All right. Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it.
See ya. Stan Bowman, Vice President, General Manager, your Chicago Blackhawks.